646-646-646. This is Jay, you are going to dark heaven.
Also known as
hell.
Yeah, also known as dark heaven. My favorite was, the Sybil said, why does God have to sound like that? He said, well, when God sounds like this, black people do anything.
They do, man.
Then I got this one. If God had a lisp, no one would talk to him.
They would not listen. Listen up, seriously. What are you going to do? They wouldn't listen. They would not listen at all.
Now, my favorite was, hey, God, there's people riding the bus to work.
And
God, that's just not fair.
But he got a blame. He got his blame.
He got it.
All right, Sherry, what do you think about this? Adrian Peterson was wrongly punished by the NFL. All right? And he's getting his job back. He was wrongly punished by the NFL, and the NFL paid him and giving him his job back. And the whole thing was about him disciplining his children. Do you think that what people do to discipline their children is nobody's business? What's your position, Sherry, on corporal punishment?
I think in Adrian Peterson's case, it's a little bit different. The little boy had bruises on his scrotum, and he said that his father put leaves in his mouth so that he could not scream. So I think that kind of corporal punishment, that's not the kind that I talk about when I say I popped my son. That right there is child abuse to me. Mm-hmm. I think we keep forgetting how he was punished. I think that it has just gotten out of control, this corporal punishment. But each situation is different. We just talked about I don't like people in my home telling me what I can do with my child. You know, I can't talk about spanking my child for fear the social services is going to come take my son. I don't like that. And the fact that that's one of those slippery slopes, because then you got people like Adrian Peterson. That to me, you know, when your child has bruises on his scrotum, that's not a whooping. That's child abuse. Hmm. So where do you come in?
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. No, I
should have gotten his job back.
I think he should have undergone some really extreme counseling.
And
I don't
think
they should have taken his job away.
He did.
And I think they should watch him for a period of time. I don't think they should just let it go. I think they need to be going to his house, talking to his child. And I think he needs to find another way other than the corporal punishment, because that doesn't work. But, I know the way we were raised, I got whoopings all the time. And I turned out crazy. But I mean, I turned out good. I was getting a whooping.
You made a nice career out of it. Yes.
I made a nice career out of it.
Yes.
You know, when you look back and you go, but sometimes that fear stops you from doing some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We all got them whooping.
And mom didn't lose her job either.
Okay.
You right.
Mom didn't lose her job.
And look how it turned out.
Yeah. I used to flinch from that belt.
Oh my gosh.
Hit me in the back.